It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Monday morning, February 2nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Las Vegas Raiders working to finalize an agreement to make Seattle offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak their next head coach. Raiders won't be allowed to announce the deal with Kubiak until after Sunday's Super Bowl between Seattle and New England. The 38-year-old Kubiak would be the third head coach in three seasons for Vegas and their fifth since they've moved to Vegas back in 2020. Also announced yesterday, the Arizona Cardinals have selected LA Rams offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur to be their next head coach. LaFleur, also 38 years old, takes over for Jonathan Gannon, who was fired last month after winning just 15 games in three seasons, including going 3-14 this past year. LaFleur is the younger brother of Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, has been the Rams' offensive coordinator for the past 3 years. The Cincinnati Reds and third baseman Eugenio Suarez has agreed to a one-year deal worth $15 million. Suarez was the top slugger left on the free agent market, as the two-time All-Star now returns to Cincinnati, where he played for seven seasons. He hit 189 home runs for the Reds from 2015 through 2021. A 34-year-old hit 49 home runs last year between Arizona and Seattle. Nebraska men's basketball losers of two in a row after a 20-0 start. They would lose at home yesterday to ninth-ranked Illinois, 78-69. The Huskers now 20-2 on the year. They lost to number 3 Michigan on the road on Tuesday night just by 3 points. Elsewhere, top 25 men's college basketball from Sunday afternoon. Number 8 Iowa State rolls over Kansas State 95-61. 19th-ranked Florida puts up 100 points, defeating Alabama 100-77, and 12th-ranked Purdue, they beat Maryland by 30, 93-63. Pair of games tonight, so number 16 North Carolina takes on Syracuse at 6 o'clock, followed by number 11 Texas Tech and 14th-ranked Kansas. That's 8 p.m., both on ESPN. LeBron James selected as an All-Star. It's his 22nd consecutive selection, as the NBA announced their All-Star reserves yesterday. All-Star game coming up in 2 weeks in Inglewood, California on February 15th. Reserves from the Eastern Conference include Cleveland's Donovan Mitchell, Karl-Anthony Towns, Pascal Siakam, Scottie Barnes of Toronto, Jalen Duren of Detroit, also Norman Powell and Jalen Johnson. On the Western Conference, the reserves include Minnesota's Anthony Edwards, Denver point guard Jamal Murray, along with Chet Holmgren, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Denny Adejah of Portland. The Knicks would beat the Lakers last night to 112-100. Luka Doncic led LA in the loss with 30 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists. Oklahoma City would defeat Denver 121-111. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 34 points and 13 assists, as the Thunder would make 19 threes on the night. San Antonio beat Orlando 112-103. San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama with 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 blocks. The game started 5 hours later than scheduled because of travel issues for the Spurs. Spurs were scheduled to leave Charlotte on Saturday night, but had to stay into Sunday because of a storm that dropped nearly a foot of snow. Then they had mechanical issues on their flight. Yesterday's game was supposed to start at 3, but didn't end up starting till 8 p.m. Central Time. Also yesterday, Detroit beat Brooklyn 130-77. Most lopsided victory in Detroit history, as they win by 53 points. And also last night, Miami defeated the Chicago Bulls 134-91. That's the third largest margin of victory ever in Miami Heat history. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.